is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 29th of November, 2016. It was on this date in 1947 the United Nations voted for the partition of Palestine, which had been under British control since 1917. Zionist Jews from Europe and Russia were migrating in ever greater numbers. There was hostility between them and native Palestinians, which was growing. Britain wanted to get out of Palestine. And so the UN drafted a plan dividing the region into three Jewish sections and four Arab sections, the city of Jerusalem, to be administered internationally. The plan guaranteed religious rights, minority rights, provision for free access to any holy sites, said the two states would share a monetary system and all services have equal access to water and utilities. The Jewish Agency in Palestine approved of the plan. The UN General Assembly voted in favor. The six Arab delegates walked out in protest. 6 months later, 1948, May 14, the Jewish Agency chairman David Ben-Gurion formally announced the formation of the State of Israel. The next day, forces from Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq invaded. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet C.S. Lewis, best known for his Chronicles of Narnia series, born in Belfast, Ireland, 1898. His mother died when he was young. He spent much of his time at boarding school growing up. He wrote, "I am the product of long corridors, empty sunlit rooms, upstairs, indoor silences, attics explored in solitude, distant noises of pipes and cisterns, the noise of wind under the tiles." He was an infantryman in World War I, became a scholar of classics at Oxford, where he became a close friend of J.R.R. Tolkien. It's the birthday of the writer Madeleine L'Engle, born New York City in 1918, who took her family on a 10-week cross-country camping trip where she got the idea for a novel about a girl who travels with her brother through space and time to find their father, a physicist who was researching the space-time continuum. She called it A Wrinkle in Time. It was rejected by 26 publishers before it came out in 1962 and became an enormous bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Caesar. She tells her child of the assassination. "In November of 1963, you were all the center of my days. And when I heard on TV Kennedy had been shot, I wrapped you in your blue blanket and walked for miles. I was strong then, carrying you on sidewalks in the middle of a country stunned by rapid-fire bulletins. It was pink Chanel suit, brain matter, film loop, Walter Cronkite. But I had your sweet-smelling head close to my lips, and I walked 40th Street. The leaves broke and scattered under my feet. I passed the blank faces of doors and windows, the news spreading dark over the lawns." Upon Marjorie Caesar, she tells her child of the assassination from I Have Nothing to Say About Fire, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by WordPress.com, where millions go to share their passions on personal and professional blogs, now offering custom .blog domain names, WordPress.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.